now we're looking at the page of the interface. The interface kind of starts and stops anywhere. One of Rita's real issues was that she had trouble navigating through a communication book. She was one of these people that really was a linear kind of search person, wasn't she? She would start on a page and go through in a communication book. And so we had to give her some way to navigate to find the content she wanted, and then once she's there, to represent her messages. Those are the two ideas. Talk about the way you've got the pictures organized around the edge of the screen here. What's that about?
Well, starting with the hello button and going all the way around, those are her themes that she's able to use and navigate mm-hmm. her own system.
I see.
They represent different categories for her and are stable throughout her system. So no matter which page of her system that she's on, those themes are presented to her on each and every page.
So in other words, if she decides she wants to go somewhere, she just looks around the navigation information and goes to that place no matter where she is.
No matter where she is in her system.
And some of the people that we'll talk about a little later on in the presentation will be people who you use mega themes, we call them large themes, but she just uses a straightforward theme. And tell me a little bit about this first page.
This is her introduction page. This is kind of her way to introduce herself and her husband, if he's mm-hmm. with her, and her disability and what her system is used for.
Okay, now I see a family picture there, and then I see some print, and then I see these red buttons on the side.
The red buttons that have a speak symbol on them, and anything that's colored red on Rita's device will speak. She needed that additional cue to use those buttons. Initially, we had just the symbols, and that wasn't enough to cue her to use those. So we added the color coding, and that's enough of a cue for her to be able to use the speak buttons.
All right.